whatever may come before us in these two passages, that we should be clearly have in view the full idea of judgment. And so, the first one refers to chapter 15, the verses read, refers, as it says, I saw a sea of glass, a glass sea, mingled with fire, and those that had gained the victory over the beast, and over its image, and over the number of its name, standing upon the sea of glass, having harps of gold. And they sing the song of Moses, bondman of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and wonderful are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are thy ways, O King of nations. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and do homage before thee, for thy righteousnesses have been made manifest. And then the further chapter, and that is part of chapter 17, had come to mind because it it deals with not only the beast, but a great cynic matter in the in the vision made known to John of the harlot, the great harlot called Babylon, and in the description given of the scene, the whole scene, we have the history of Europe. I'm just speaking briefly as to the whole matter, so we shall have it all before us.